Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
640 with the crew. Mostly sunny today. 70 for your high as we get into Dina's Dirt at the 40. Dina is out. Lopez in with the gossip. Brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union. And this Memorial Day, check out their car loan rates as low as 1.9% APR. For details, visit pvcu.org. So what's up?
Okay, so Moby, the musician, apparently wrote a memoir called Then It All Fell Apart.
Okay.
In it, he claims that he and Natalie Portman had dated, but she's telling us that this is not true. She was talking to Harper's Bazaar UK, and she said the alleged romance happened almost 20 years ago when she was about 18 and he was 33. She said, I was a fan, went to one of the shows, and I just graduated. We met after the show, and he said, let's be friends. He was on tour, and I was working, shooting a film, so we hung out a handful of times before I realized this was an older man who was interested in me in a way that felt inappropriate. She said, I was surprised to hear that he characterized the very short time that I knew him as dating, because my recollection is a much older man being creepy with me when I just graduated high school.
Wow, that is weird. So they're like they just passed each other quickly in life, and then he said they dated?
Yeah, I guess they hung out a couple of times because she liked his music, and she thinks that he was just making it sound bigger than it was to sell his books.
Mm-hmm.
But they should have checked with her first before printing that. So.
Be careful, too, when you give Moby a high five. Apparently you've dated.
That's right.
DinasDirt.com.
For a while.
If you've been to one of his concerts, he's dated y'all. All right, if you want to complain on Twitter, it happens a lot. But Kim Kardashian got in a lot of heat because she was being very vague and people are saying, come on now. So she tweeted to Jack in the Box that she had a serious complaint. She said, I won't fully put you out on blast. Check out your corporate email inbox. Or send me a DM with a direct person for my team to contact pronto. She said, I would like to say this is not about me or a wrong order. Nobody recognized me, and it's something that I observed that affected other customers at this particular location that was concerning. She would never went into details. She did later tweet, thank you, Jack in the Box, for a quick response. But now everyone's calling her out saying, what is going on with this?
I know, you just can't say
and
leave it.
Exactly. MMA fighter Tony Pozanski actually said something that made a lot of sense. Kim Kardashian, of all the people, who angered me today, I'm sick of entitled famous rich people who think the world owes them something. If you have a problem with Jack in the Box, email them or call the manager like a normal person. Don't embarrass him online. Because it's like you make them sound like something's wrong. You have no idea if it's a real thing or if she's just being petty.
It could be little, and when you leave it up to people's minds, it becomes much worse.
Exactly. So annoying.
DinasDirt.com.
Well, of course, Luke Perry, one of the last things he's going to be doing is Quentin Tarantino's upcoming flick, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. He's in there with a whole bunch of people, and Brad Pitt and Leonardo DiCaprio were talking to Esquire, and they said they were totally starstruck when they ran into Luke Perry. They said Leonardo DiCaprio said that he had a butterfly moment, saying, oh my God, that's Luke Perry over there. Brad and Leo were talking about him as the icon of coolness when he was on Beverly Hills, and Brad said he was so incredibly humble and amazing and absolutely committed. He couldn't have been more friendly. Wonderful guy to spend time with. So it's really sweet that even though they looked up to him as the coolest guy, he was such a nice guy to hang out with.
DinasDirt.com.
And finally, Seinfeld star Jason Alexander sent a message to Game of Thrones, letting the cast know that it's okay if people are slamming them for their series finale.
George Costanza.
He was George Costanza. He tweeted, Dear Game of Thrones company, I know a little something about finales and disappointed fans.
Advice,
live and joy that you're part of something that moves people. So you were all magnificent. My family and I loved it. Thanks.
I was a huge Seinfeld fan, but the final episode was so disappointing.
That's what everyone's saying about Game of Thrones, too. So he's saying, welcome to the club. Don't listen to the haters, he's saying.
And well, the dragons are having a tough time.
They are. It's true.
Yeah,
it's true.
They're very hurt.
They're working on a show about nothing. That's your dirt at 640. We'll fresh dirt in an hour at 740 with 94.7 WMAS.
The Kellogg Crew returns now on 94.7 WMAS.
Time for your dirt. Dina is out. Lopez in with your latest gossip. It's all brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union. If you want a new car for Memorial Day, maybe you're taking a trip, well, you can go and get rates as low as 1.9% APR and a car loan at pvcu.org. So what's up in gossip?
Ice-T has a bone to pick with Amazon, and he went on Twitter to make a suggestion for the company.
Okay.
Because it seems actually like common sense what he was saying. He says that he almost shot an Amazon delivery guy because he thought this guy was showing up at his house one night, and he was like, who is this freak? His suggestion is that they start wearing Amazon delivery or some sort of vest so they don't look like regular people.
Kind of like,
quote, creeping up on my crib.
Kind of like construction workers wear, like
wearing,
kind of a bright fluorescent color.
Wearing something, because this is I remember this happened, I think this was around Christmas. Some guy in a van with tons of boxes just came up to my apartment complex area and put a box on. I was like, is that Amazon? What is this?
Well, they run low on drivers,
yes.
So they use like regular vehicles, but you don't know if they're taking your package and just
They need to have some sort of official identification, because like seriously, if some guy just came up to your house, you don't know who this is.
Just, can I see your Amazon badge?
Amazon said that we love you and our drivers and thanking them for the suggestion.
Thanks for not shooting one of them.
Yeah, thank you. Hopefully they fix that.
DinasDirt.com.
Halsey's latest single, Nightmare, is doing really well with the fans, and apparently already caused one fan to get in trouble with the law. She posted on Twitter that she recently got a speeding ticket because of the song. So driving home from Penn State, got pulled over, given a ticket for the first time ever. When asked why I was going 99 and a 70, I was dangerously close to admitting, banging out to Halsey's new song, Nightmare. So she felt bad about it, so she tweeted back to her saying, what's your Venmo? I'll pay your ticket. Drive safely, please.
Wow. You think 99 miles an hour? I'm thinking of 99 Luft Balloons.
Okay.
That classic song.
Yeah.
But I don't think it has that good of a beat to it.
Anything to do with that.
DinasDirt.com.
Interesting thing to
looking
think
for
of.
The reference.
Okay. As the battle between Johnny Depp and Amber Heard rages on, the latest claims in the court documents obtained by Daily Mail says he accuses her of causing him a near-fatal injury by severing his finger. Now, what he said is that she didn't react so well to being asked to sign a postnuptial agreement a month after they tied the knot. He is saying that she threw bottles of vodka at him, one of them shattered his finger bone, cut off the tip, when it smashed on the countertop, and then he had to undergo multiple surgeries,
yeah,
and almost lost his life after contracting a highly resistant staph infection three times. Her account was that he had suffered the injury by partying too hard on drugs and alcohol.
This is so weird.
So
I don't
know
how you figure out who's telling the truth or
not,
right? In this situation. I mean, he does. I did see the picture. He does have a nice scar there on his finger.
Right, but I mean,
but who did it?
Is it a little late to be telling this part of the story? I don't know how long ago he mentioned this story, or if he's just saying it now. Who knows? So we'll keep you posted.
DinasDirt.com.
And a scary situation for Whoopi Goldberg. We talked a while back how she was sick, but apparently it was pretty bad. She had a 1 in 3 chance of dying from the serious case of pneumonia earlier this year.
Wow, that's a big chance,
yeah,
really.
Her doctors were talking about it on The View, and according to them, she was suffering from a high fever, shortness of breath, rapid heart rate, and it required all hands on deck. They drained her lungs twice when she was in the hospital to clear them of fluid. And
I don't know how you do that, but that sounds painful.
Yeah, she would have had to undergo surgery if that didn't clear out. So thankfully, everything went okay, and she's good now. So that's scarier than it, you know, we didn't know it was that bad until
she's
just now.
One of 2 out of 3.
So thankfully, she is still around. And that is your dirt at 740. We'll have fresh dirt in an hour at 840 with 94.7 WMAS.
The Kellogg Crew returns now on 94.7 WMAS.
It's 841 with the crew. Lots of sunshine today and 70 as we head into Dina's Dirt at 40, covered by Lopez, because Dina is out.
Yep.
It's all brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union. Celebrate Memorial Day with rates as low as 1.9% APR on a car loan. Get yourself into a new car this Memorial Day. For more details, visit pvcu.org. So what's up?
Oh, so this was a little scary for Elle Fanning. She looked beautiful at the Cannes Film Festival on Monday night.
Mm-hmm.
It was in a 1950s Prada prom dress. While she loved the look, it did cause a bit of a scare when she fainted. According to Variety, Colin Firth and Elle's sister Dakota Fanning jumped to help her before she was rushed away by security. So people were very worried what happened. Well, she posted to Instagram to let her know she was okay. It just turned out they made the dress too tight.
Oh, like
so she couldn't breathe well.
They tried to tighten up the corset or whatever.
Yeah, tighten it on there so she couldn't breathe. So just be careful when you're trying to wear things. You don't have to be super tight.
And tight underwear, too. No, that happened to me once.
I don't want to know. Really don't want to know. We had talked yesterday about Aaron Carter making an interesting... He said something interesting about Michael Jackson.
Okay.
He said there was one thing that he did was a little bit inappropriate. So that was the thing he said after saying nice things about Michael Jackson. Well, he clarified on Twitter, writing, "Everyone having my back, I appreciate you. My reasoning for even speaking on the subject is to tell my truth, be real, and to also have his back based on my experiences with Michael. He was an amazing guy. I stand by that. I ask you not to turn this into something it isn't." And he insists the inappropriate thing wasn't sexual. He said, "I'm not trying to achieve anything except telling my story to validate he didn't do anything. Are you all stupid, honestly?" But I gotta say, honestly, Aaron Carter, what did you expect people to think after all the accusations, and especially the recent movie? What did he think was gonna happen? Did he just want attention, maybe? He was just trying to make headlines?
You got a book deal.
Well, he's in the new TV show, so maybe he was just trying to make headlines by making something sound weird. I don't know.
DinaStirt.com.
So, Roseanne, after getting fired by ABC over racist tweets last year, she's been kind of laying low on Twitter. Or maybe she hasn't been. She was talking to TMZ, and she says she found a way to say what she wants without getting into trouble. Instead of tweeting from her official account, she trolls people using anonymous accounts. She says, "I have a lot of troll accounts, so I say what I want under anonymous names." Because that's real mature, Roseanne. Who does this?
I mean, why troll when you could just compliment yourself?
I guess
you know,
so,
like if I were to have another Twitter account, I'd be like, "Oh wow, Kellogg Crew,
this
the
sounds
morning, it's great."
I really think that there's some maturity level issues going on here. I don't know. Maybe that's just my
opinion.
And Celine Dion tells CBS that she has a warehouse that has 10,000 shoes.
What?
Yep.
She has her own DSW?
I guess so.
Wow.
She says, "I have a place in Las Vegas. Let's call it a warehouse. It's computerized, and I press a button, and doors open, and it's all by colors. There's a whole system."
Do you think, like, robots go and, like, get her shoes
from the
upper shelf?
I don't know.
Like an Amazon factory?
She didn't say that, but, man, this sounds amazing. And I think we're going to have to tell Dina, as soon as she gets back from her foot surgery, where she's got to go visit. New vacation destination.
Wow.
Celine Dion's shoe warehouse.
Do with all those shoes? I mean, you're kind of like a shoe hoarder, aren't you? I mean, you're not going to ever wear all those shoes
in
your life.
She could wear a couple pairs a day.
Every hour
she'd
have to wear shoes.
You never know.
Different pair.
That is your Dirt at 840. We'll have everything up online at dinasdirt.com with 94.7 WMAS.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.